The Lord be with you. Hey, I have a question for you. What are your thoughts about one day standing before God? Is it a thought that frightens you? Or does it thrill you, excite you to think about seeing your Savior? Now, people who don't believe in God, people who are not believers, they are excused from this question because I know they don't give any thought to one day standing before God. But we'll let them take up this question with God later. But all of you who do love God, who are followers of Jesus, I have the most wonderful news for you about one day standing before God. I am looking at 1 John chapter 4. This is not the Gospel of John, but it's the first little letter by the Apostle John that's towards the end of your Bible. 1 John chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. I think you're going to like what you hear. I read, God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment. Because as he is, as Christ is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. Notice how John begins here. God is love. Love is God's nature. Love is God's essence. It is his very being. And that means that God can no more stop loving you than he can, stop being God. That then leads John to say in the next verse, love has been perfected among us. The Greek word here translated perfected is the word teleao. It has to do with reaching a goal. It means to finish something, to complete something, to bring it to perfection. This might help. It's the same verb that Jesus uses on the cross when he cries out in victory, it is finished, it is completed, it is accomplished, God's redemption love. So we see in this verse that God's love has been perfected among us. That is, God's love for you and me, it has reached its goal. It has been completed among us in this. In what? He says that we may have boldness on the day of judgment. Not that we shrink back in shame on the day of judgment, not that we hang our heads in fear, but that we may have boldness on the day of judgment. And that is why Jesus came, why he lived, died, was raised, ascended, that we might stand before God fully forgiven, accepted. So God's love, it has reached its intended goal in your life and mine. That we may have boldness on the day of judgment. Because, it says, because as he is, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. And that really is what salvation is about, that God the Father looks at the believer as he looks at Jesus. He sees him, he sees her as righteous, holy, blameless. Notice here that John is not exhorting us to do something. Rather, he is affirming what we are. He says that as Jesus is, so are we in this world. As Jesus is the Son of God, so are we sons and daughters of God by faith in him. What Jesus is by nature, we are by grace. We are loved by the Father as Jesus is loved by the Father. And that means that we can have confidence on that day that we stand before God because as Christ is, so are we in this world. Our text continues. There is no fear in love, but perfect love. Again, love that has reached its goal. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment. Here is fear, not of snakes, not of heights. It is fear that has to do with punishment by God. Now, in the early days of my walk with Jesus, I still had a holdover of fear, a fear of punishment. Although I believed, I knew that Jesus had taken my punishment on the cross, I still had this fear of punishment. So we could say that God's love had not yet been perfected in me. It had not reached the goal that God had intended for me. There is no fear in love, it says, but perfect love casts out fear. It casts out the fear of punishment. When God's love really comes into us, fear goes right out the door. Fear has no place in God's love for us. Now, there is what the Bible calls the fear of the Lord. That is the beginning of wisdom. But to fear the Lord there, it means to revere the Lord, to honor him, to worship him. But the fear of the Lord, it is not being afraid of him. There is this great scene in the first chapter of the book of Revelation where the same Apostle John, where he is caught up into heaven and he sees the ascended, glorified Jesus as he is now. And it says, quote, it says, John fell at Jesus' feet as though dead. This is the same apostle with the Last Supper. It says that he leaned on Jesus' breast. But now as he sees Jesus in his glorified state, he falls at his feet as though dead. And then it says, but Jesus placed his right hand on me, saying, do not be afraid. I wonder if sometimes if the first words that you and I, that we hear from Jesus when we see him in his glory, that he will say to us, don't be afraid. God's perfect love for you, God's love that has reached its intended goal for you, it casts out fear. It casts out fear of judgment. Yes, there will be a judgment for our rewards, for our crowns, but not a final judgment of our sin that was judged on the cross. I want to speak to you as believers in Jesus. You need have no fear about your past. However bad it was, you need have no fear about your past. God has erased it. You need have no fear of the present, COVID-19 and all that is going on in our country. God loves you and is watching over you. He will not allow anything to happen to you that will not be for your eternal good. You need not fear the days to come. Jesus has promised to be with you to the end of the world. And you need not fear for eternity because Jesus has taken care of your eternity. Jesus has gone to prepare a place for you that where he is, there you will be also close to the Father's heart. You are forgiven your sin. You are loved in your weakness. You're saved by his grace. You are destined for everlasting life with the Father. If I never see you here, I do look forward to seeing you there. I am Tim Smith, a fellow traveler on the Pilgrim Way. Thanks for listening. Until next time.